AllBigCanines can be reached at www.allbigcanines, spelled out CANINES.com. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. All Big Canines. Big canine concept for all sizes of dogs.
Hello, my name is Tabitha Davies. I'm a certified professional dog trainer and an associate certified dog behavior consultant. And today we are going to talk about rattlesnake avoidance training. Notice I said avoidance and not aversion. So the standard in our society is to do rattlesnake aversion training, where we bring dogs to a group class. They do wear an e-collar or a shock collar, whatever you would like to term it, and they are exposed to a live snake. When the dog approaches the snake, they are engaged with different levels of correction until the dog basically retreats away from the pain response. This is done usually through several hours with some follow-up conditioning classes, and then you go about your way with your new e-collar and you go out into the world and explore. We know from research and studies on the types of training and the efficacy of training that we use that doing this type of training has the potential to have some pretty serious behavioral fallout, such as redirected aggression onto owners or other people, because there is an inadvertent attachment between the presence of the stimulus, which our goal in that type of training is the snake, but could actually be the people in the area around it, other dogs, the owner, etc. As well as the fact that because it's not constantly being practiced, when you do go out, there is a chance that your dog actually targets that onto the snake and decides that they are going to get the snake before the snake can get them. This can cause a whole slew of other problems, such as increased vet bills if your dog is bitten, damage to the ecosystem if your dog is able to attack and injure or kill any native at-risk species of snakes. When we look at using this type of training and the fact that this happens all the time and it's a very easy moneymaker for a lot of trainers, a lot of owners look at it as a saving grace. It is a quick microwave result type program that they can do. It's going to yield fast, instant results. The problem is that it doesn't, and the fallout is often further on down the line. Sometimes there are people that are having to take their dog to go through their turn, their rotations with the snake 15, 16 plus times before the dog actually starts to back off. So the entire time they're just increasing the stimulation until they find the one that hurts the dog more. So we look at the devastation of that training to the animal, the devastation it can be emotionally to the human, as well as that behavioral fallout. But we also look at the consequences of our actions in the environment. If we have a dog who is wanting to cause harm to snakes, or a dog who didn't go through any training whatsoever and is just allowed to go hike in nature, they don't know any different than, you know, going over and exploring that new slithery thing, or the thing that's making a rattling sound, or the thing that's moving in the bush. And that could deem to be very unsafe for our animals. So when we look at the type of training we should be doing, it's using things like snake odor from their sheds and pairing that odor to the dog, because they will see essentially the odor of the snake before they ever see an actual snake moving, with a set of incompatible behaviors. So we can teach the dog that when they smell the snake shed, that they actually turn around and go to a specific target, or they leave the area, or they refuse to move forward. And what we really want to do is to get that learned disobedience. So if we're out hiking and our dog stops, we cry to call them forward and they're saying, nope, I'm not going, then we know that there's something dangerous in that vicinity and maybe we should turn around as well. We want it to be fun for our dogs. We want to be able to practice in different areas with our dogs, and we want it to be something that has long-lasting results. So using positive reinforcement-based snake avoidance training instead of snake aversion training and making sure that it's fun for the dog is the best way to fast track that, with minimizing any sort of fallout problem and making it so that your dog is safe not only in your yard but while you're out in hikes and exploring nature, and really puts conservation at a focus. We're not going to have dogs who are injuring or killing populations of at-risk or endangered species while we're out and about. We're not dealing with disruption or stress to those animals in that environment, which can cause a whole bunch of other problems. And we're able to keep things nice and happy within our local ecosystems. For more information on positive reinforcement-based snake avoidance training near you, feel free to reach out to us. We do have our classes locally in the Palm Springs, California area, and we can also help you find a positive reinforcement-based trainer who does offer rattlesnake avoidance training, especially with Eileen Koval's online program, which is on demand as well.